kato nga da ngado xe na yugu de la zhiba zhaya qe ma rwe Ya tāne zhōngjē tāngjē, zhāngjē tāngjē ngāndā sōmā nā, tāne tāngjē lōpān jāwā yīs. Lēngē tsē jā rōng lāng kōmā yī tāne, tāne shōgō lōng bā jās. Hā tū sīn tāndē, bēnā ngārā sāngā nē jī mā lōpā, Tsende nungo susu gu tene mela pa zangbo che, yabo che, shangbo che, ane pendo che, tosu che pa susu gu tosu che gana, ane ma kashi gu susu gu tsula pe gabo mewa che, kase pa kase yabo che na yon tsula gabo mewa che, zangbi len dele pe kui ngenpa tre de yaro, luwa, tsula len ngenpa tre, susu gu pa kase jen yabo che, tosu che na yon, Pendo kase chene, kashi ka mkashi ka tsu gao ma jewa che, tel neba che ya, tende momo yungu re, sungpa res.
So we're beginning on verse number 45, where it says, when no matter how well meant our actions toward others, they always elicit a hostile response. This is the wheel of sharp weapons returning full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now we have repaid loving kindness with malice. Hereafter, let's always accept others' favors, both graciously and with most humble respect. So, you know, in over the course of our life, whenever we act well towards someone, we seek to benefit them, we act toward them in a kindly way. But in response, they don't like us. It seems like no matter what we do, they never like us. And in fact, they return our kindness with harm.
Ani sosi nama la paa kol pendo maja pija, kol la paa neba chee deo aris. Nibwa? Chee nama la. Tanda sosi pendo chee se miti, sosa nama la ane pegi tsu pendo chee yo aris. Pendo chee pe kaasa, ani sosi ngime ki miti, sosi ngime miti ki, ane ka kol la paa pendo maja pija, neba chee. Nibwa? Pembe lente, neba chee deo aris. Ani tenre cheba yinza, ani tanda ngona songa kola pendo chena, ani kuyu tsu neba yunga deyate, o tuus chene yungu yuwares, sumbares.
So why does such a situation arise, where though no matter how beneficial we may be to another, they return our benefit with hostility? And this is because in previous lives, when this very person benefited ourselves, acted in a kind manner toward ourselves, we, instead of returning benefit for benefit, we in fact brought them harm. And as a result of harming them in return of for their benefit, we in this life experience the reverse, that no matter how much we benefit them, then we ourselves are harmed by them.
Tā shēnjē lē nī sōsī gī pāgā tō pōla pēntō shēbē tī tsa nā kī nēwā kāsē shē nā yō anī kōla pā gāwā jī yā mā tō kōla pā gāwā jī yā mā tō anī pā nē lēn tē jī mē wā tū sī jē gu yā rē sī.
So as a response to this understanding, we should in the future seek to like those who bring us harm and not retaliate.
sendala anu tsu drabu tani chi chen yorwa. Wa dhuzi zinata, ngeme tsu shebin drabu la, anu tanda wa dhuzi zinata drabu chayate, wa dhuzi zinata. Ngame ngaman kandhi chi shenata, tela teni, anu tanda dhuzi zinata ya, drabu tsu korak korak koji, dhuzi chen yorwa es, lende singate.
So this is what it's being described here is the process of cause and effect, or more specifically, that of actions as causes and then results. That what we have done in the past, the very actions that we have engaged in, in past lives, we now experience those results in this life. That whatever the act that we engaged in circles back and comes back upon us.
And then you bought the car and such a money. Tenda, why he lays Anna, Jebu tender, you want just. Lea can this pass also lay Yanian Karishina, and Jebu tenders in Ungoras, Pale Yapusena, and two Lea Jebu Yapoya. Pang and Bassena, and the two Jebu Duboya.
Shakyamuni Buddha said that whatever acts that we engage in, they will arise a concordant result. That is to say, there is always a relationship between actions as causes and in terms of their quality and the quality of the result that is experienced. That is to say, from positive actions as causes, we will experience positive results. From negative causes as actions as causes, we will experience negative results. That there is always a similarity in type between causes and the results. That this relationship is unfailing.
Then that thing on the lender called as a series.
So today I'm going to talk a little bit about karma as actions and the results.
Mother Shitan, the Lozon Sensam Gold called Lender Gosha the Sayers, Lender Gosha the Shay, Pounded in the Chebe, and it's tuned in the ring. Tandan dene nere cheba da kje kande jire to ne yongu se ngman dene nere chebe nere jire yongu ar se ne nuzo ka sustan ne jende sha da shege ar es.
So in general, the wheel of sharp weapons, the text that we're studying is a description of this process of actions as causes and the results. That is to say, whatever actions that we engage in with respect to others, then we will the result will return back to ourselves.
What the name is I'm going to be jindes and the lenders and tell any you see yapushona and I'm going to know that yapo you to go your is to what I'm going to lend it you see maybe kala and I'm going to know that kada chena nyane yapo pitapo.
So if we can gain a conviction in the law of cause and effect, or more specifically the actions as causes and their results, then our practice will go well. On the other hand, if we don't have a conviction in actions and their results, then our practice will never be able to be pure.
Ladies are then lay and ladies are the less at the jealousy girls. Dress at the devil go, ladies at the less at the on the Cabo Naboni, ladder, la Cabo Naboni, or less on both the same land and bush needs, less at the and that jelco girls, what? Yes.
So
디기는 렌데스야 하다 군여로와 아 딘데스야 하다 고 고지바 차오와레스로와
So in the words that we're using there are two words in Tibetan lendra la is karma in Sanskrit karma which is literally means action and then dra is result so we're talking about actions and result another so what do we mean by actions are causes there are various types of causes negative causes positive causes healthy causes unhealthy causes and then the result is the effect of those causes the effect will arise in accordance with the type of cause you will have a concordant healthy types of results or unhealthy types of results negative results or positive results
tene da tatenge lende nge pa lo le ya pong nge ya lo no ba tene ge che to ne da na wa pe ka le so da rob sa che a ya me ti ge ani nge do je le ra ji pa ro che ma le mi pa chen na tan che de ten yo ge la so ba yin se mi pa chen na tan che de ten yo ge la so ba yin se ne a ya me ti nga tu jene sumbares. Tene yinzata, mi pa se de, yoba kangala mi pa se yores. Yoba chi kangala, yoba kangala mi pa se yores. Tseme mikpa, toba se yores. Tseta ta te tsu duna, sumi yores mgris. Tenyo gela soba asene, gewache, mugewache. Ani, lukma ten esene. Allo dusene mi patela to bo dusene ni ore sembra che mano va mi pat jeto ceng shebege disese jeto ceng mashebege chisi ni ore se ya jeta yaba dela so je ceng trube chi jeda je chi mebe chi 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 ni zao chi ni ore se
te lungde lung Nunto genge lung.
Oh, alu tu siro siro wa. Jichen, shetong shijia de la, wa. Ani, jichen le jeba jetong, jichen mebi chi chi ki, ni yo res. Ta, jichen mebi chi de la, ta jadu jen meba yin, ta ku shiya kwa yo ma res. Benda ta, nongka tabo, pumba nye tabo. Dusol la, jadu jen yo ma, jen yo ma re, wa. Dusol ta shiya yo ma, le jinde shiya de shi. Shia yao ma res. Le jine shia de, jadu jen le jeba de la, a le jine shen shia yao res.
De lung yangya sungu nang, nintang gil.
Mipa chino tam che de. Mipa?
Mipa tam che.
Mipa chinom.
Chinom.
Tam che de.
Tam che de.
Denyang?
Denyang.
Gela. Gela?
Gela.
Sobawo.
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 Gela.
Gela sobawo. Gela se gewa ngi se se ne, ne so hu na la, ne me gewa de lo ma de.
Yes. So, in order to help you to come to an understanding of actions as and their results, then I'm going to speak about it in a rough fashion this evening. And I'm quoting from the Ornament for Clear Realization, Abhisamaya Alankara by Arya Maitreya, where he says that all objects of observation, skillful actions, etc. So if we take all objects of observation, that is to say, all existent phenomena, they can be divided into two. There are products and non-products. Products are those phenomena which arise in dependence upon causes and conditions. Then there are non-products, such as space, emptiness. and because they do not arise in dependence upon causes and conditions, so they are not included within the explanation of actions as causes and results. So we're talking about those products, those things which arise in dependence upon causes and conditions, products. Then with respect to skillful, where it said, etc., it said skillful actions, etc., there are three types of actions. There are skillful actions, unskillful actions, and unspecified actions. So with respect to actions, there are skillful actions, unskillful actions, and those types of actions which are neither skillful nor unskillful, which are called unspecified.
Ani gyawa singe ten gunzo tan drebu deva tenge, rwa? Drebu deva tenge tela ta gyawa, rwa? Drebu deva tenge tela ta gyawa seche. Drebu ane mande pa dunga cheya, rwa? Tela ane mikewa ache. Ta tene drebu ane ta gyawa tang, drebu dunga kaya che mituku, tela?
So, skillful actions are those types of actions which bring about happiness as their result. Unskillful actions are those types of actions which bring about suffering as their result. Then the unspecified actions are those types of actions which bring about a result which is neither happiness nor unhappiness, a neutral result. All functional phenomena, that is, the products, are included within these three types of action. So, an example of an unspecified of the unspecified would be the table. The table is neither a skillful action nor an unskillful action. It is neither. So, it is an unspecified phenomena.
Tell a moment, sir. Tang on the treble, sir. What does any metal jay and in the nigger such a melon? Tandy and dashing dog. What the nigger pig? Zucangata, Jassy and Zucangata, Lumate, quick and treble, Dawache to Mare, Chiki, treble, Dungache to Maras.
So, there are many examples of unspecified, of the unspecified. For example, the table, the room, water, flower, earth, water, fire, air, wood, stones. These all are unable to bring about as their result either happiness or unhappiness. The products of unspecified bring neither happiness nor unhappiness. The reason that the unspecified is unable to bring about a result of happiness or unhappiness is due to their lack of potency, that they have little power. In order to bring about happiness or unhappiness, they must be able to generate feelings of pleasure or displeasure, feelings of happiness or unhappiness, and they do not have that potency.
Jawa meapa, tembo, 타심바 아 안내든데게 아 제투야가 네바 고려해서 그 덮친 버렸어.
On the other hand, the skillful is has great power. It is able to bring about a great result. It is able to bring about happiness, a stable, unchanging happiness. It has that potency.
어때 노지게 안에 맥게와세 대응 그 네바침보 개와 나지고 네바침보 내에서 그 동화 침보 그리고 안에 되게 배 링엠 봐 안에 배게 소황엠 봐 어때 내가 소화 동화 침보 배 어때 내가 되는 그 어째 두고 알았어.
And likewise with respect to the unskillful, it has again, a great potency, just like skillful, and it is able to bring about a resultant great suffering, great feelings of suffering. Our human body was brought about under the influence of skillful actions, as are all our happy feelings, that skillful actions are able to generate happy feelings. With respect to unskillful actions, they are able to would bring about a type of embodiment, for example, an animal, and they have the potency whereby to generate powerful feelings of suffering.
Ane dende yenza ta gewa tala ane rip samle gwa res. Gewa chung chung ji, te yungur basa gwa. Gewa chung chung ji, gewa ane rin ji, gewa top chimbo ji. Gwa tu sene ta gewa la rap rin. Ane chung chung sene ta rip samyo to gwa res.
With respect to skillful actions, there are three grades. With respect to their potency, those with minor, middling, and great potency.
What the name is that gave out the chunga tigger and then lead the gentleman to mean the chigurus, mean so out of the chigurus.
The minor, those of minor skillful actions of minor potency are able to bring about a human embodiment.
The
skillful actions of middling potency are able to bring about embodiment as a celestial being, of the desire or form realm, where they have these wonderful bodies with all their various possessions. Whereas the most powerful or the great skillful actions of great potency are able to bring about embodiment in the appropriating of aggregates in the formless realm. You know, in general, there are five aggregates, aggregate of forms, feelings, etc. But in taking rebirth in a formless realm, there's no aggregate of form. So this is this comes about through the power of the skillful actions of greatest potency.
So
this is where you describe these three grades of skillful actions as to their level of potency in terms of embodiment. The same holds true with other types of results which can be achieved in happy migrations through skillful actions. We can, there are these three grades of feelings that we can experience as products, three grades of environments, three grades of embodiments, as has been described, three grades of possessions or wealth, objects of enjoyment. And the same holds true as it did for skillful actions with three grades, as the same holds true for unskillful actions. With respect to unskillful actions, there are the three grades of minor, middling, and great potency. So as a result the minor potency of unskillful actions, we can take an embodiment as an animal. We can see animals, and we can with the accordant level of feelings and a concordant minor type of environment. There we can see many types of animals, but there are also many, many animals which we are unable to see.
So
they take rebirth under the influence of the minor levels of
minor potencies of unskillful actions.
Then, as a result of the middling grade of potency of unskillful actions, one can take rebirth as a hungry ghost. A hungry ghost has a very poor type of embodiment, a very poor environment. I mean, mainly, in their poverty is in terms of food and drink, that they lack these to a great extent, and they have many troubles due to this.
What is it? That the name the Magiva and the Chimbotigi and the Dele di Woma and the big Nyas and the Tapig.
So
아니 리 첨부 아니 비 자롱 동 첨부 디즈부 뇽베야 아 드리지다 냐와싱이 요가르스
Then the result of the greatest grade of potencies of unskillful action is that of a hell being. A hell being has extremely harsh environment, which is made up of either extreme heat in the forms of fire or extreme cold, and they have these huge bodies. And they undergo tremendous sufferings of hot and cold, and they have an extremely long lifespan.
What ne? That leg didn't you bol top chumbo yunza? Ani chi jabo leg chungo don ding to chumbo guda leg korom mera yunza jabo de ta top chi chejunte megawala to si yunguare gawala o to si ne.
So with respect to karma as actions, there are these various grades of potencies and which bring about a concordant grade of result. And this applies both to skillful actions and unskillful actions.
So this is
why we engage in the practice of Dharma. It is a means of ensuring the quality of the type of result that we will experience. If we engage in various types of, we engage in the Dharma in order to cease creating unskillful actions, because in proportion to the degree of the unskillful potency of the unskillful action, we will experience a concordant type of suffering as a result. So we're seeking to cease our suffering on the one hand, but also to find happiness on the other. So we begin to enact very skillful actions and these skillful actions are graded to the extent that we can engage in actions which will ultimately bring us a happiness which is completely divorced of any suffering. So it's necessary for us to reflect upon what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected in order to ensure that we will make effort in the methods whereby to influence the type of result that we will experience. So what is the foundation of skillful and unskillful actions? They have their root in the actions of body, speech, and mind. That is to say, there are physical actions, verbal actions, and mental actions.
What the name is that I'm also Yichi Lessia the Carisina. Tangozo Yichi Lessia the Sharagope, Jopa Shivijeris. Penangorosa Chi, the rich hegger, the rich hegger, Sosango, San Coyotis, Roa Sanyan the rich hegger, Togun the rich hegger.
So, mental actions are extremely swift. We can create them quite readily. You know, just by thinking, oh, I should do this. Like, for example, tonight I'm going to do this, or tomorrow I'm going to do that, or next month I'm going to do that, or next year I'm going to do that. In all of these, we are creating mental actions.
Pena, so the yeah, kumaji good sense. So the dengal de cherva, shava de mevache, roba. Sena, ta tiri kumaku good usar, roba. Machili dante jeku sana no, machili tsingya balaku sana no. Ta tene selmo de tendu yorvas, roba. Kade pa maden kula, so the shala de tengu yors, tiri duat sana, ha tiri ni kumaku. Ni dante jap, mal tsingya balap. Then Mamba Tamba Mantava Tamas Ma, Tinija San, or two Sene, San Tandela, the same thing of Miguel Sato Yoris. San Lele.
So, you know, we can create unskillful actions just sitting in our room, unskillful mental actions just by thinking about or contemplating some type of activity. You know, thinking, oh, today I'm going to go steal this, or they said that to me, I'm going to get back at them, and thinking in terms of harmful intentions, or thinking, I don't like to see those two people together. I think I'm going to try to separate them. That is to say, thinking to bring about a division between people. All of these ways of thinking through all of these ways of thinking, we're accumulating unskillful actions of mind.
अनेक जवान रुचिना रुवा सोशियल ता देंग कल देने रुवा इन्हें संचेल लापे दुंगा में पे संचेल तो जो दुंगा ने ट्रावेल शो ट्रावेल शागी संचेल तो जो दवा दंबा शो दवा दंबा अंगे डुगी अनेक तिरिंगे जब
On the other hand, just by sitting in our room, we can accumulate skillful mental actions. We can, you know, by thinking in one's mind, may all living beings be free of suffering. That I will free all living beings from their suffering. May all living beings have happiness. I will bring happiness to all living beings. Or thinking, I'm going to practice generosity, or think I'm going to practice ethics or tolerance, or I'm not going to fight anymore, I'm not going to steal. Thinking of praises, carrying on meditation. All of these are creating, accumulating skillful mental action. So these ways of thinking are mental actions, and in dependence upon the quality of this thought process that we are involved in, it's going to determine the quality of the action. That is to say, if the mental thought process are of a positive nature, then we are creating skillful actions. If they are of a negative nature, then we are creating unskillful actions.
What name? I think my lama no jitu sungu yarisirva. Mumbin no the ngala top. Jubi de the sena tops. Rua. Mumbin no the ketcha mumbushi yaris. Ketcha mumbushi then, I think ngala ketcha karishigu, mulla navy ketcha shigu, mul pembe ketcha shigu, and then mul pembe ketcha shigu, mul navy ketcha the kajene. What was in the mumbin no
So one Lama has previously said that when we're amongst others, that we should watch our speech. When we're alone with ourselves, we should watch our mind. That when we're with others, we tend to talk a lot, and that we should check up and see what kinds of language we are using. Is it bringing about benefit or is it bringing harm? If it's harmful, then cease talking. And try to transform it in some type of a beneficial speech on the one hand. And on the other, when we're alone in our room, for example, we should then look to the quality of our mind to see whether it's in a negative or positive state. If it's in a negative state, cut off that continuum of negative thoughts and try to develop positive states of thinking, positive thought processes. If it's already in a positive, then seek to extend that positive thought process. So when we're with others, watch your speech. When you're by yourself, look to the quality of your mind. Quoting from a verse by Shantideva, where he says that the greatest discipline is through the cultivation of the skillful and the cessation of the unskillful. That, you know, that we should, there is, we should look to the quality of our thought processes, the types of ways we're thinking, and to check up to see whether they're skillful or unskillful. If they're of a destructive nature, then cease the continuum of those thoughts. If they're skillful, then seek to continue that way of thinking. He is emphasizing the fact that there's no greater cultivation to be engaged in or meditation than just this, to cease destructive thought processes on the one hand and to generate skillful thought processes on the other. There's no greater meditation than this itself.
What the name that sell a touch it in any sing about the cash of Yina on it? Little Moggy and the Lang and Butte, you have never is. Carries and a little Mog Lang and Butte sell it in the Yunko Yaris. Sing about the cash of the little Moggy and the Lang and Butte, McGivate, time you have never charged on us.
So if we examine our mind, and we cease those harmful states of mind, then harmful physical and verbal actions cannot arise. Why is that? because the actions of our body and speech rely upon the mind itself. If we cease destructive mental actions, then the unskillful actions of body and speech will cease of themselves.
And so
likewise with respect to the skillful actions, that having once ceased harmful thought processes within our mind, that we should engage in development of healthy thought processes. If we do this, then all of our actions of body and speech will be skillful, because again, it is the mind is the forerunner, the mental actions are the forerunner of our verbal and physical actions. So if our mental actions are skillful, then that which flows out of that, our physical and verbal actions, will also be skillful. And we can come to a state where we are only involved in skillful actions. Why? Because everything meets back to the mind as its foundation. So there's a story of a great practitioner in Tibet by the name of Geshe Ben, who was a wonderful practitioner, and he was very concerned about the quality of his actions and following Shantideva's advice. And when he would sit down to meditate, and if a black thought arose in his mind, he would take a black stone and put it to the one side. And if a white thought, that is a skillful thought, arose in his mind, then he would take a white stone and put it to one side. And then if a black thought arose, then he would take pick up a black stone and put it in the same pile. Or a white thought, he would pick up a white stone and put it in that same pile with the other white stones. So he used to carry on this practice each day, and when he first began this practice, at the end of the day he would look and there would be a huge pile of black stones and a very small pile of white stones.